fighting to kick out the Tories and transform society. Extracts from the speech by Hanassel, Socialist Party Deputy General Secretary, at the main rally of Socialism 2019 in the Communist Manifesto. Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels explained that we have to fight tenaciously for the attainment of the immediate aims, for the momentary interests of the working class, but in the movement of the present. We also have to represent and take care of the future of that movement. In 2019 we have intervened in important strikes against low pay, casualization, bullying bosses. We have taken part in the magnificent, predominantly young, mass protests against climate change. We are involved day-to-day in campaigning to scrap universal credit, to stop evictions, to stop the council cuts being carried out by both Labour and Tory councils. There have been victories in a whole number of important local struggles. And with the magnificent CWU and UQ ballot results, there is a prospect of more victories. The dominant mood in society is a deep-seated anger against the existing order. No different to the anger we are seeing on the streets in Chile, in the Lebanon, in Iraq, in other countries. But it hasn't had an outlet. There's a kind of sullen anger, but lack of confidence, that it's possible to change anything. Many workers who agree with us on universal credit, on Grenfell or the CWU strike, do not at the moment agree with us about the possibility, or the positive character, of a Corbyn-led government. We live in a capitalist society, where the capitalist politicians, including those in the Labour Party, and the capitalist media, rain down insults and attacks on Corbyn. They are bound to have an effect. Above all, because of the failure of the left leadership of the Labour Party to effectively answer them. Corbyn's election did not transform Labour into a workers' party, but changed it into two potential parties. A potential anti-austerity party around Jeremy Corbyn, and a pretty fully formed pro-capitalist party around the Blairites. And Corbyn and the Labour leadership's strategy of attempting to pacify that capitalist wing of the Labour Party, to compromise with them, is never going to work. 11 Labour MPs voted against a general election, 100 of them didn't bother to vote. The arch-Blairites are determined to wreck Corbyn's chances of winning a general election. This is not the most favourable terrain for Corbyn to fight a general election. But in 2017 Labour began on 25% in the polls, the same as today. They went on, not to win, but to win an extra 3.5 million votes. We argued that, if Corbyn came out fighting, on a socialist program, he could win the general election. And nobody believed us. Everybody thought we were heading for a Tory landslide. If Corbyn builds on his election launch, see front page, and puts a fighting, socialist program, workers will start to think, we have a chance of a government, that might get me a council house. That might get me a decent wage. That might mean I don't have to work on a zero-hour contract anymore. And therefore, it's worth coming out to support them. We will be out on the streets, in the workplaces, in the university campuses, fighting for the election of a Jeremy Corbyn-led government on the 12th of December. But it's not our job just to do that. We also have to prepare for what comes beyond the 12th of December. If Johnson manages to wangle himself a small majority, that would be an extremely weak government coming to power against the background of a growing economic crisis, ripping up the few workers' rights that we have, opening up of the NHS to the US private companies, and so on. If they do that, though, they will face massive opposition. In Brazil, the right-wing populist Bolsonaro thought he was a mighty, powerful ruler. And then we saw a 47 million strong general strike against him within months of being elected. If Corbyn is able to win the election, that would just be the beginning. I don't think we should underestimate how far Corbyn's modest program terrifies the capitalist class. Why? Firstly, they don't want to give up a penny. But there's a second and more fundamental reason. They're frightened that the election of a Corbyn-led government could raise the confidence of the working class in this country, to conduct a class war. Unlike the one we've got at the moment, where the rich are winning. The only practical way to build a society for the many, not the few, is to take the commanding heights of the economy into democratic public ownership, and to break the power of the capitalist class. Corbyn has to absolutely stick by the position that him and McDonnell have put so far, that they will not enter a coalition government. They will not govern together with capitalist parties. Does that mean we are saying that, if Corbyn doesn't get a majority, he has to step back and just be the opposition? Absolutely not. He would have to fight for his program and call on the working class to back him. Even if Labour wins a majority, it will be a minority government for the anti-austerity part of the Labour Party, because they will be surrounded by pro-capitalist MPs. Nearly 6 weeks before a general election, it's not possible to predict how events are going to develop. But if Corbyn comes out fighting, he will get an echo from the working class, and from sections of the middle class. The working class, in Britain and internationally, remains the most powerful force, the only force, capable of fighting for the fundamental transformation of society. The Socialist Party will go from this hall today, and tenaciously build a mass, revolutionary party that fights for every immediate step forward for the working class. But also, always, puts central the need for the overthrow of capitalism, and the socialist transformation of society, in order to build a new democratic order that can meet the needs of all humanity.